of today. This is the last sugya, last shir on the Rodei Bav Machteres we've been spending a lot of time on. Tomorrow we're going to start the sugya of Yag VaYavor. It's a big topic. I'm not sure if we'll get it all in before Pesach. Whatever we don't finish, we'll do after. So the last shir I want to give on is this Brisker Rav I was telling you guys to start working on. It's a very long one. I don't know if it's the longest one in his whole sefer. It's definitely long. It's what, four, five, six columns. And the Brisker Rav in general, it can be challenging. And this piece is no different. Some of them are easy. This one's a hard one. And the question the Brisker Rav is dealing with is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, quoting the Gemara, that Yochel Hatzah Be'evar, Be'evar Me'evarav, you could... The Rodef is chasing after the Nirdaf, right? Someone's trying to kill, Reuven's trying to kill Shimon. And you're a heter to kill Reuven. Reuven's a Rodef, you're allowed to kill him to protect Shimon. Great. Now the Gemara has this chiddush from Yonas and Ben Shaul. Yonas and Ben Shaul tells us, if you could knock Reuven out of the picture without killing him, you could take out his legs, his arms, whatever it is, and sparing his life, that's best. Best to keep Reuven and Shimon alive. If you can't accomplish that, so then you kill Reuven just to save Shimon. So let's say there's a case, your Reuven is a very slow, heavy guy, and you're very quick, agile, and you could, you know, have a nice sword or a gun, you could just shoot his knees, and Reuven will fall to the floor and protect Reuven and Shimon. If you could accomplish that, but instead you say, I have a gun in my hand, I'm going to shoot him in the head, I'm going to kill Reuven. Now, you didn't have to kill Reuven, you could have saved Shimon by just knocking Reuven's legs out, but you killed him anyway. So what's the din? You kill Reuven when you could have really saved Reuven also. So the din is, Yonas ben Shaul says, Neharagala. If you get killed, if you could have saved Reuven's life also, and yet you killed Reuven, you get killed. That's the din of Yochel Lahatzav Echamevarov, Velo, and what's the headline? Velo Tarach Bekach, Neharag, you get killed. So the Rambam is Mechadish the following. When you kill Reuven in such a case, Pashas is, if you do that, you get killed. Beis Din will give you a misa, and you get killed for Ritzicha. It's a real murder. You don't have the right to kill Reuven. Even though Reuven's a Rodef, you don't have the full right. Come as long, the Rambam in Perek Al-Falach Yigimel Hilchot Tzeach, he says, you get Neragalav, but Beis Din doesn't kill you. I mean, you deserve death, but Beis Din cannot carry out the punishment. What do you mean? If you deserve death, if there's a real murder that took place, so why can't Beis Din carry out the death? You killed someone, you killed Reuven. So the number of answers were given, we spoke of last time, I'll just say one of them for now. The Kesem Mishnah writes that because there is no Hasra given, you didn't warn the guy. Normally, in order to kill someone, you need to give a Hasra. You have to warn him, listen, you're about to kill Reuven. And what you do, if you're going to kill him, you're going to get killed. Beis Din is going to kill you. If there's no Hasra, if there's no warning, even though there was a murder, Beis Din is not allowed to kill. So in this case, right, the Kesem Mishnah, in this case, there was no Hasra. What happened? The Edom saw this guy going to get Reuven, because Reuven was killing Shimon. So Reuven was a Rodef. So they thought he was going to just shoot his legs. They didn't think he was going to kill Reuven. In the end, they ended up killing Reuven. So just practically speaking, there is never a Hasra, there's never a warning to give the person who killed Reuven. And therefore, for technical reasons, you can't kill. But really, fundamentally, you should have been able to kill. That's the Shita of the Kesem Mishnah. Now, the Brisker Rav is not going to take that approach. So the Torah asks on the Rambam, where did Rambam get such a chiluk? Where is it? That on one hand it's a real murder, yet on the other hand, Beis Din doesn't kill him? Mechateis, how do you get such a thing? So the Brisker first just, I guess he adjusts the question slightly. The Torah doesn't mean to say that we never find a case where there's a murder, yet there's no Mises Beis Din. We have other instances, he quotes a number of halachas, that there's a real full-fledged murder, there's a real full-fledged Ritzicha, yet Beis Din can't kill. What are the examples? He quotes from the Rambam, if you kill a Trefa or a Goses, these are individuals who are basically on their deathbed, people who are alive and breathing, but for the most part dead. Right, if you kill a Trefa, if you kill a Goses, these individuals, although it's really Ritzicha, it's really murder, you don't get Beis Din, Mises Beis Din for those. And he brings other instances also. So the Torah doesn't argue in those cases. There are other cases where there's a murder in one hand, yet Beis Din can't punish it. The question of the Torah is, where does Rambam know this halacha applies to a Rodef? As you know, the halacha of Yochel Hatzah Be'echa Mevarov, that halacha is one of these cases, where on one hand it's a full murder, yet on the other hand Beis Din can't kill. What's the source? That's what the Brisker Rav says the question is. So, the Brisker Rav says, I'll tell you where. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin we saw last week. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Nun Zayin. Remember the Gemara there in Ben Noah? Gemara wanted to know Kiyotze Bo Shvichas Damim. The Gemara goes through a number of examples. What is a similar case to Gzela? What's a similar case to Arayos? And what's a similar case to Shvichas Damim? I mean, what's a case where it's similar to Shvichas Dam, but not quite like Shvichas Dam? It's semi quasi Ritzicha. So the Gemara's example was Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says, if you're able to save Reuven, Reuven's the Rodef, if you're able to save Reuven's life for just taking out his legs and not kill him, but you kill him anyways, that's a quasi Ritzicha. I mean, you killed him, you shouldn't have, but you don't get a Bisas Bezdin. The Gemara doesn't say you don't get Mrs. Bezdin, but the Gemara says that's a Kiyote. That's a similar Ritzicha, but not a full fledged. So that, right, so Bersi Rav, that's the source of the Rambam. That's the source the Rambam gets, that this halacha of Yachal Lahatzah Be'echa Mevarav is only a quasi-Ritzich. But now he wants to understand, so what's the svar behind, what's the logic behind this? How do you know? Why is Yachal Lahatzah Be'echa Mevarav only a partial Ritzich and not a full-fledged Ritzich? So that's the question we're holding at right now. That's what I think most of you guys got to, the Rav Shlomo Eger. Okay? So, where do we know this from? Again, just to rephrase the question, I know I'm saying a lot, but just to rephrase it, that if a person kills Reuven, even though he's not allowed to, it's a full murder, but Beis Din can't kill him, can't punish him. So he quotes from Shlomo Eger, who's quoted in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes as follows. The din of Yochel Lahatzel Be'echa Mevarav, where if you could, Reuven's a rodev, if you could knock at Reuven's leg, let's say, that halacha only applies to a bystander, someone who's watching, observing the mice going on. But the Nirdaf himself, who's being chased down by Reuven, you expect the Nirdaf to try to be precise and just take out his leg? No, you're going to kill the guy, just end it. He doesn't want to have a fight here. The guy's chasing him, chasing him with a knife. So the Nirdaf should just take out a gun and shoot him in the head. So he has the full right to kill him. He doesn't have to try to take out his legs first. The other people who are watching the case, what's going on, watching this chase, so then they should try to be more precise and just take out Reuven's legs. But you can't expect the Nirdaf, whose life is being threatened at that moment, you can imagine the scare going through him, to try to be precise and take out his knees. So writes the Mishnah Lamelech, since in regards to the Nirdaf himself, the guy who's running for his life, he's allowed to kill him. He doesn't have to try to take out his legs. He's allowed to kill him. So since from his perspective of the Nirdaf, this guy is basically a Gavr Ketilah. The Gavr Ketilah is a person who's basically dead. He has the death on his head. Since I'm allowed, neither Nirdaf, I'm allowed to kill him, even though other people can't kill him, it's enough that I'm allowed to kill him. So that makes him to be a, it's not a real full-fledged Misa. Now, for other people who kill him, there's an issue for them to kill him. But if they go ahead and kill him, though, if they do anyways, that's in the case where they're not allowed to kill him, then it doesn't get, it's not a misa, it's not onesh. Because from this one person in this world, the Nirdaf himself, the one person, he's allowed to kill this Reuven. Is that clear, guys? Should I say it again? Reuven chasing Shimon. So even though other people who are watching the case cannot kill Reuven because they could kill, they could knock out his legs, even though other people, there's an isser for them to kill Reuven, Shimon's allowed to kill Reuven. Shimon's being chased down. Shimon's allowed to turn around and just kill Reuven. So since there's one person in the world, namely the Nirdaf, namely Shimon, he's allowed to kill Reuven. So if other people were to kill him also, even though not allowed, but if they were to kill him, they wouldn't get a Mises Bezdin. That's why there's this quasi-Ritzicha. It's murder, but not really murder. It's murder that you're not allowed to, but if you do, you don't get punished for it. That's the pshat of the Mishnah Lamelech quoting Rav Shlomo Eger. So now the Bishkei Rav has a number of questions. I think I wrote down four different questions he has on this pshat. Is that pshat clear? Just what pshat? What are you saying in the Mishnah Lamelech? That the Nirdaf Shimon's allowed to kill him.
It seems like it's more svara than
no, it's svara. We know the source is based in the Gemara and the Sanhedrin, but what's the logic behind this? So that's the logic according to the Mishnah Lamelech. So, yeah.
Where do we find that there's a chilek between the Nirdaf and the
bystander? So that's one of the questions he's going to ask. In fact, so I'll just raise, since John raised the question now, how do you know that the halacha of Rav Yonasan ben Shaul, that if you could save him, spare Reuven's life, pashas, it applies to everybody. Whether it's a bystander or it's a Nirdaf himself, anybody has a halacha, you should try to take out his legs before killing him. In fact, the Rashi in our sugya in Ayin Dalad, you see, Rashi actually says it applies to both the Rodef and the Nirdaf. To the Nirdaf and other people also. Everybody has the obligation of trying to take out the legs before actually killing him. So where's the Mishnah Lamelech, where's Rav Shlomo Eger get such a chilek from? That's one of the questions he asks. Now, going back to the Mishnah Melech for a moment, he brings a proof. He brings a proof that such a concept exists, that if one person in the world is allowed to kill a person, then he's the din of Gavra Ketila. The Gavra Ketila means he's a dead person. What's the proof he brings? The case of a Gol Hadam. A Gol Hadam, what's the case of a Gol Hadam? Someone is Rutzach, someone Beshogeg. Reuven murders Shimon accidentally. So you can't kill Reuven, it was only accidental. But at the same time, Reuven deserves Golas. So it goes to Golas. Now, the Gol Hadam, one of the relatives of Shimon, Shimon was the one who got killed, so one of his relatives is called the Gol Hadam, who redeems the blood, he's taking revenge, has the right to kill Reuven the murderer. Even though it was only Shogeg, there's a special heter that Reuven, that the Gol Hadam could kill Reuven. Now, the din is, if other people kill him also, there's a reshus only for the Gol Hadam. But let's say somebody else kills Reuven. Someone else kills the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. The din is, according to the Rambam, Ein Chayv Molav. They don't get killed. Oh, wait, I murder... Reuven killed someone B'Shogeg. He's going to Golas, and I go ahead and kill Reuven. I don't get killed for that? What do you mean? Reuven's innocent. It was accidental. And I'm allowed to kill him? And if I kill him, then I don't get punished for killing him? What do you mean? He's a real person. So comes along the Brisker Rabbin, the Mishnah Melech, and says, this is the Raya. Since there's one person in the world, the Gol Hadam is he's empowered, he's charged with the possibility, the ability to kill Reuven. The relative of the murdered is allowed to kill the murderer. So since one person is allowed to kill the Gol Hadam, he's considered a Gavra Ketila. He's considered a dead person, and therefore anybody else who comes along and kills the Gol Hadam, kills the Rotzeach, is Pater, because he's considered a Gavra Ketila.
Why doesn't the Rambam say over there that you're Chayim Isa Shemayim?
Good kasha.
It sounds like which one is it?
So it's a good kasha. So I think at the end, the Brisker may explain that answer. It's a good question. I'm not sure if he directly does, but that's a great question. We'll see. By the end, if we make it there, we'll see if he does. So that's all the Mishnah Melech. Since there's one person in the world who could kill this individual, that makes him a Gavra Ketila, and anybody else who does kill him is not considered a full murder and doesn't get killed. And so too, since it comes to our case of Yochel HaHatzil B'Echa Mevarov, there's a one person in the world named the Nirdaf who's allowed to kill this Rodev, so for everybody else who would go ahead and kill him, it's not considered a full murder. So now the Bishkarov doesn't like that for a number of reasons. First of all, he says, how do you know there's a chilek between the Nirdaf and anybody else? As John asked. Rav Yonasan ben Shmuel's halacha that Yochel HaHatzil B'Echa Mevarov seems to apply to everybody. That everybody has to try to take out his legs before actually killing the person. Where does the Mishnah Melech get such a chilek that, the Nirdaf, it doesn't apply to the Nirdaf. The Nirdaf is allowed to kill him. Where does he get that from? There's no source. Secondly, let's say the halacha is true. Let's say the halacha is true that the Nirdaf is allowed to kill him. Doesn't have to take out his legs first. So whoever said that makes him into a Gavra Ketila, whoever said because there's one person in the world who is allowed to kill him, that makes him into a dead person, and therefore anybody else who would kill him is Pater from Izo? Where's that halacha? Is there a source for that? Is there any basis for that? Thirdly, he says, okay, so let's say there is a heter, it's similar to the first one, but let's say there's a heter for the Nirdaf to kill him. It doesn't mean there's a chalos on the gavra of the rodef, the rodef has a chalos shame gavra ketila, that he changes, he was once a live person, and now since the Nirdaf is allowed to kill him, he becomes a dead person. Similar to the second question I raised. And lastly, this is a very important one, he says, the concept of the gavra ketila, which is a concept all over Shas, the gavra ketila, again, a person being a dead person, that concept only exists after Gemar Din. Meaning a person was violated in a let's say Chil Shabbos. A person was Bechal Shabbos. So there are two Edim, the Edim gave him Hasra, they brought him to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, okay, fine, we heard the Edim, you heard the Hasra, you are going to get Chiyav, you're going to get Misa Skila. Once Beis Din says you're going to get Skila for violating Shabbos, that Gemar Din, at that point, that's when you're considered a Gavra Ketila. Kodem Gemar Din, before Beis Din ever gave the Psak, there's no Din of a Gavra Ketila. So here too, when it comes to the Rodef, there's no case of Gemar Din. There's the chase. The Rodef is chasing the Nirdaf. There's no base in there. There's no Gemar Din. Mehechit Eisi, that the Din of Gavra Ketila will apply to the Rodef, and that anybody else who would kill the Rodef would be Pater because of Gavra Ketila. So those are a few questions that the Brisker raises against the Mishnah Melech. So now we're going to go in to explain what pshat in the Rambam. What the Brisker of things pshat in the Rambam. Why on one hand you're not allowed to kill the Rodef, but at the same time you don't get Mises Bez. So he goes through a number of, off-topic issues. Not that off-topic, but he goes into general. The din of Gavra Katila. What does it mean that a person is a Gavra Katila? He's a dead person. So he says that there are two halachas that are affected by this. One halacha is that if you kill this Gavra Katila, if you kill him, you're potter for killing. That's halacha one. Halacha two is if you cause him any monetary damage, you hit him in the face. Normally you hit someone in the face, you cause him bodily damage, you owe five things. Hey Devarim, the Perek Chovel, the eighth Perek of Baba Kama. If you hit this person who's a Gavra Katila, you don't pay those payments. You don't pay for any damage, any pain, any work he loses from being damaged. You're potter. So those two things. Again, you're potter from killing him, and you're potter for any monetary damage he caused him. And he goes on to bring a number of riyas for this, as the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pehei, the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, the Gemara in Erechin Daf Vav. All those seem to point to these two halachas. And he said, what's the source of this? The source is really a sifri, a medrash in Parshas Maaseh. For this halacha, the source in Parshas Maaseh that says the pasuk v'lo sikchu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. You can't take a kofer, you can't take money for a rotzeach. What does that mean? So the halacha, the pasuk referring to, let's say there's a murderer. Someone's a rotzeach, he kills someone. What's the din of a rotzeach? You kill him. Let the rotzeach want to say, okay, fine, I'll give you $5 million and don't kill me, please. Isser. Pasuk says lo sikchu kofer. Where's the pasuk again? Lo sikchu kofer. You cannot take money to save the Rotzeach. Okay? That's Isser. So on that Pasuk, the Medrash goes on to say, we learn these two halachas. We learn the halachas that once there's a Gemar Din, if you kill him, you're Pater, and if you cause him monetary damage, you're Pater also. After Gemar Din. That's one source. In general, when a person is going out to be killed, after Gemar Din, you're Pater from those two things. You all with me? That's the first halacha. Second halacha, he brings a Tosefta. Tosefta in Baba Kama says, this halacha also applies to a Rodef. A person who is chasing after somebody else. So if you kill this Rodef, or you cause this Rodef any monetary damage, you're potter from those two things. That's a Tosefta, a second application. First application was a regular person who is going to Mises Bezdin. Second application was a Rodef. That's a Tosefta. Third case, he quotes another Tosefta in the context of Tosefta and Makos, which talks about a gol hada'a, a rotzeach b'shogeg. What's the din of rotzeach b'shogeg? Rotzeach b'shogeg, we said before, he kills someone accidentally. What's his punishment? Goes to Gullus. Goes to Gullus. Now, when he's in Gullus, and where's Gullus, where does it take place?
Town of Levi.
Ari Mikla, exactly. Ari Mikla, right? How many cities Ari Mikla were there?
48.
There are 42 and 6, total of 48. There's a difference between the 6 and the 42. There are two differences, I believe it was.
The 6
were
before they went
into... there were three and three, right? Very good. No, but the difference of 42 and 6 is the 6. Yeah.
Wait, no, it's on the tip of my tongue. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. No, so the 6, the halacha is, 6, if the Rotzeach v'shogeg chances upon one of the 6 Ari Miklat, not even knowing it's Ari Miklat, he gets protected. The 42, you have to know it's Ari Miklat to be saved. That's one of the differences. And the second difference, I'm forgetting right now. Man, that's annoying. Okay, I have to get back to you on the other one. The Rambam brings these two. Anyway, there's another difference between the 6 and the 43. So the Rotzeach v'shogeg, while he's in the town of the Ari Miklat and the borders, also the tchum around it, he's protected. No one can touch him. And the Tosefta says he's like any other person. He says, I'll read you the Lashon. Matzo Gohadam. The Gohadam finds this Rotzeach b'shogeg b'tchumo shel ir, in the outskirts of the city, still part of the borders of the city. Harehu ke'echad mikol adam. He's like any person. V'chayv al makaso. You're chayv for hitting him. Ba'al kvalaso, for cursing him. V'chayv al nizko. You're chayv in anything. If you kill him, he's like any other person. He's completely protected. Mashma, once he leaves the tchum, then Goldam's allowed to kill him, and anybody else is allowed to kill him for that matter. So we see that once he leaves the tchum, if you kill him, you're potter, and if you cause monetary damage to him, you're also potter. So the Bishkaros finds three sources for the concept of Gavra Katila, that both you're potter for killing him and you're potter for any monetary damage. The three sources are, again, when it comes to someone who has a Gemar Din, when it comes to a Rodev, and it comes to a Ritzeach Sheyotzel Chutz L'tchum. So those are three sources. So now we have to understand this a little more now. Everyone's with me now with all the steps. I know there are a number of steps that we're trying to carry through the brisker of here. So he goes to Gemara Makos Daf Yabez, which has two girsos there. If someone who's not a ka, the Goel Adam, the machlok is by the Goel Adam. The machlok is of Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. Yosef Glili says there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill a Ratzach b'shogeg. There's a mitzvah. He makayim a mitzvah if he kills him. If the Goel Adam kills a Ratzach, he makayim a mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiva says, Rishus, you're allowed to. You did Makos so last year, right? You guys do that at the end of the year? Right? Okay. So Rabbi Kiva says there's only Rishus to kill the Ratzach. But you're allowed to. You don't have to. If you do, you're not makayim a mitzvah. That's a machlokas. What about for the other people? Shar Adam, who's not Goel Adam. What if they kill the Rotzach? So the two girsos. Some girsa and the girsa in front of us is that any other person is chayiv for killing the Rotzach. However, when it comes to the the girsa of the Rambam, ain't chayiv in love. The Rambam paskins, no. If other people kill him, they're not chayiv.
Okay.
Because he thinks, no, he doesn't think it's a mitzvah. So interesting, you say, first he says they're connected. If you think it's a mitzvah, yeah, so then ain't chayiv in love. So Rishkirav says, I think the Ram Paskins is only Rishus. I say, no, he says, Pasha says, even according to the person who thinks it's a Rishus, even according to Rabbi Kiva, which only Rishus to kill the Ritzach, even he would think, for other people, ain't chayiv in love. So without getting to detail, the Rishkirav basically says there are two dinim. But is there... Are there parent-teacher conferences tonight?
Uh-huh.
Is that why the schedule's all messed up?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, fine. I knew something was weird going on here. So the Brisker ends up saying there are two dinim when it comes to halacha. There's one din from the perspective of the Goel Adam, and there's a separate din from the perspective of Shar Adam. Meaning that when it comes to the Goel Adam himself, that's where there's a machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Yosef Glili thinks it's a mitzvah for Goel Adam, Rabbi Kiva thinks it's a rishus. That's one din from his perspective of the Goel Adam. And there's another din which is about the Rotzeach himself. The Rotzeach himself, the murderer, he is a gavra ketila. He is a dead person, and that affects other people. That if other people were to kill him, so then they're pater for killing him. Two different dinim. Again, there's a din about the Goel Adam's ability, what he's allowed to do, and there's a din of the Rotzeach himself, the status, the chalos gavron, the Rotzeach himself. And that, again, the two dinim is the Goel Adam is either a mitzvah or a shush to kill him, and the Rotzeach has a din of ein lo damim, he has no blood, he's a gavra ketila, and therefore if anybody were to kill him, they're pater for killing him. Those are the two dinim that he sets up. He says, however, it's not misvara. The Rambam doesn't know the second halacha, that this Rotzeach is a gavra ketila. It's not a svara. The Rambam says it's actually a pasuk. It's sourced in the Torah somewhere. So I read you the Lashon of the Rambam. He says... Nichnas l'ir miklato. Let's say he goes into the ir miklat. V'yotza chutz tatchum. Then the Rotzeach leaves the city. Bizadon. He leaves it purposely. Hareza heter atzmo l'misa. He allows himself to be killed. This Rotzeach. He had the safe haven, yet he decided to leave the borders. For Rishush la Goel Adam lahargo, and the Goel Adam has permission to kill him, kama. Vim hargu kol Adam, second din. If anybody else kills him, ain chayiv malav. The other people who killed this Rotzeach, it's not killed. Why? Shenemar ain lo dam. The pasuk says that such a Rotzeach has ain lo dam. It's a pasuk. So we see the Rambam sets up two dinim. This perspective of the Goel Adam, and it's the status of the Rotzeach himself. The Rotzeach has ain lo dam. And he goes on to explain there's a medrash, the medrash Shafri says this. So those are the two dinim were set up. Now writes the Rambam further, okay, but you can't apply this back to our case of Rodef. You can't apply this back to our case of Rodef, because if it's misvara, that whenever someone's allowed to kill someone, then he has no din of, he ain't lo damim. But the case of Rotzeach, the case of the Rotzeach who leaves the Ir Miklat, it's based on a pasuk. It's Gzeres HaKasuf, that a Rotzeach B'Shogeg has no dam. Now you can't extend that pasuk to Rodef. So, you with me on that? Again, there are two dinim when it comes to Rotzeach and Goel Adam. The two dinim are as follows. The Goel Adam has either a shus or a mitzvah to kill him, and the status of the Rotzeach himself has no blood, because the pasuk says ain lo dam. Since he has no blood, if someone kills him, he's already considered a dead person. only because the pasuk tells us. But let's say we talk about our case of a rodef. Case of rodef, Reuven chasing Shimon. So I can't learn a case of rodef from the case of rotzeach b'shogeg. Exactly. You can't apply one. If it's pasuk says by rotzeach b'shogeg, I can't apply that pasuk to rodef. There's no gezeirah shavah. There's no hekesh. There's no way to learn one from the next. So he writes as follows. You guys should be familiar with this halacha. You should know the answer maybe by now. We learned this a few weeks ago. He says, when it comes to Bab Machteris, what is it, din Bab what? Exactly. Ein lo dam, exactly. Bab Machteris, the case of the guy tunneling into the guy's house. The Bab Bais sees this guy coming, digging underneath his house, coming into steal. You're allowed to kill this Bab Machteris. Because the pasuk says, Ein lo dam. So writes the Brisker Rav, that halacha does apply here as well. Now he's making an assumption.
If he's saying that, that's right.
Exactly.
That means that he holds that the Bab Machteris is a case of Rodef, which is...
It's a big machlok, as we discussed.
Yeah, which
but what does the Rambam
like
say?
Rambam holds like...
So let's say... Great memory. Okay, fine. So I wasn't even planning to get into that, but now that you mentioned it. So let's see. So first, Bab Machteris, the guy tunneling. The pasuk says, Ein lo damim. The guy tunneling underneath has no blood to him, and he quotes the Lashon and the Rambam in so meduyak. The Rambam says in Hilchas Geneva, Habab Machteris bein bayom bein balayla, someone who's coming into the house, whether it's daytime, whether it's nighttime, ein lo damim, ela im hargo ba'abayis, o shar ha'adam p'turin. If the ba'abayis or anyone else kills him, he's patur. V'rushus yesh l'chol l'hargo, and there's a permission for anybody else to kill him, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Shenamar ein lo damim. The Bishkrov says it's separated. It's very strange the way Rambam says. The Rambam should first say, there's a reshus for anybody to kill Bab Machteris, and if you kill him, you're pater. The Rambam instead says, if you kill him, you're pater. And then there's a reshus to kill him. It's somewhat backwards. So the Bishkrov explains, because they're two separate demons, they are not connected to each other. The reshus for other people to kill him has nothing to do with if he's killed, what happens. Because there's one thing from the perspective of the individuals who are trying to kill him, and there's another thing, the status of the Bab Machteris himself. So that's why he separates in this way, that there's a reshus for people to kill him. At the same time, the Bab Machteris himself, as a gavra, as an individual, has no blood, and if someone kills him, they're potter for killing him. Now, what Shimon was trying to get at was, clearly the Brisker Rav is assuming there's a strong connection between Bab Machteris and Rodef. Bab Machteris is a guy tunneling underneath, and you're allowed to kill him. Rodef is a guy chasing after another person to kill him. Two separate halachas. And as we just spent much time on the Gemaras, seem to connect the two, seem to disconnect the two, where are those shitas? And we thought the Rambam himself actually thought that they're completely different. Bab Machteris is found in which halachas? Hilchas Geneva. Bab Machteris is really a case of Geneva, and it's only Kid Rodef. And Rodef is found in Hilchas Ritzicha, which is Mamish Erotzeach. Completely separate halachas. So Brisker Rav's assumption here is goes against how we understood the Rambam. At the same time, there are many other ways to get out of the halachas, of the answers to the Rambam, but let's just finish this Brisker Rav now. Now, once he sets that up, and there are two halachas, there's a halacha of the others who are watching, who are allowed to kill the Rodef, and the status of the Rodef himself as being a davar, a gavar ketila, ein lo damim. That will answer the question of the Ravid's initial question. Why the Rambam said, on one hand, you're not allowed to kill a Rodef, but if you do kill him, you only get a Mises Bid Shemaim, you don't get a Mises Bet. He said, because that's exactly what he's saying. Mitzad the heter to kill him, the reshus that everyone has to kill a Rodef, there's no heter anymore. Because once you have the ability to take out his legs, shoot him in the knee, so there's no heter to kill him anymore. It's usher to kill. That heter doesn't exist. But in terms of the status as the Rodef, he's a Rodef, he's still trying to kill someone. So as a rodef, he's a davar ketila. He's a gavar ketila. He's ein lo damim as a rodef because he's trying to kill someone else. So from that second din, if you were to kill him, so you didn't really kill anybody who was alive. You killed a dead person. So from that perspective, that's why it's not a real full-blown ritzicha and Basin can't carry out a punishment.
Why is it Mises Shemayim then?
So back to your question. So then why is Mises beat the Shemayim? It should be just completely ein hergin like any other case. That's a great kasha.
Like ein lo damim, do we say... See, if you kill him, you're free.
Right. That's a great question.
But if you're thinking technically, how can anybody else but that person who's killing the Rodef determine if he had
opportunity or the possibility to kill, to shoot him in the leg instead of the face.
So that's a great point.
There's something. So there's, what's the? I still don't understand the question to begin with.
So Shimi's mechaving to Ruchem Fischer Perlau. We mentioned this last week. Rabbi Ruchem Fischer Perlau says, he writes, he's a long parish in Rav Sadia Gaon's Sefer Mitzvot. He writes as follows: really, you should kill him. You should kill the individual who could have saved the life of the Reuven, but instead killed him. Because how do I know? Does Basin really know whether he could have taken his knees out or not? No way. There's absolutely no formula to figure out whether he could have or could not. Just because one guy is stronger than the other guy, you still never know the case. So the Maisa, really, we should, theoretically, we should have him killed. But Basin can't carry it. So that's the answer of Rishon Pillow. Great. Bishkarov takes a different approach. We have some trouble with the answer because we thought it was a completely different shot in the Rambam. His equation of Rodi Bamachteres doesn't seem to go well with the Rambam's general understanding. So we could give other answers like what Shimi's suggesting, other answers like the Kesem Mishnah said, there's no Asra. But either way, I thought it was very important to go through the Bishkarov getting exposed to him, even though it was a hard piece. So I guess we'll stop here. It's, well, we've took us the whole time. Okay, Bishkarov.